Good evening, everyone. I can say that you're going to hear a lot of the same things that Stephen has just talked about from me. I am going to talk a little bit about what the UK government's AI regulation white paper looked like and the shortish journey over the last year that they've gone on before then releasing earlier this month the response to that white paper. So this is just kind of a showcase of the journey. So the regulation white paper was released in July of 2023. There was the AI Safety Summit, which has already been referred to. That happened at Bletchley Park in November. And then earlier this month, the government released the response to the AI governance white paper. So we'll go through all of these. But I want to specifically touch on how the UK has set out to regulate AI, and the speaker after me will be talking about how other regions and locations and countries are doing the same thing, which is slightly different to our approach. So I think that the UK, when this was being set out, and I should say I was part of government, I was head of the Office for AI when we came up with the ideas behind the AI regulation white paper. And one of the main ideas behind it was that we have an incredibly rich regulatory landscape here in the UK, which covers the landscape, and they are experts in their area. And you heard from Stephen earlier, the ICO has been leading the charge and leading the way on thinking about all of the fuel into AI, and there are many other regulators who are looking at the applications of AI, how it manifests within that. So when we set out looking at how do we want to regulate AI in the UK, we looked at this and said, what needs to happen is we need to be spending a lot more time with the regulators themselves. There are obviously a huge number of challenges, and Stephen talked about some of this. So there is a real lack of clarity on who owns what and where does a specific answer to a regulatory question when it comes to AI sit. There are overlaps, and these are necessary overlaps between the regulatory landscape. There's some levels of inconsistency between how the different regulators are approaching similar problems or whose remit it might be. And I should just stress, this is when the regulation white paper was coming out. There's been a huge amount of movement on getting this fixed since then. And there were gaps. There were many, many gaps that we needed to fix. So what the UK was looking for, and there was a lot of conversation in this about the word pro-innovation, right? And I think some context around this would be important. You cannot have adoption of these technologies without appropriate regulation in place. There will be no innovation in companies if you don't have the right regulation in place, because nobody feels safe to do so. Nobody wants to take the risk or the liability or the culpability of being the person who made a change without the regulator on their side. And we saw some of this early on with the finance sector, where we had to create financial sandboxes for movement and innovation to happen in that state. Similarly here, what we were looking for is how do we put in place the right guardrails in order to allow innovation to happen and adoption of AI technologies to happen. And we wanted this to be context specific. So again, how do we ensure that we're looking at the applications and where those applications land within a specific domain and specific sector? We wanted it to be risk-based, which it is also the same as what the AI Act in the EU is doing. We wanted it to be coherent, so it needs to be simple, clear, predictable, and we wanted it to be proportionate and adaptable. So rather than coming in hard with rules and regulations right off the bat, we wanted to be working hand in hand. Government wanted to be working hand in hand with the regulators to try and figure out what is the right way to approach these questions. And lastly, we wanted there to be a coordinated effort, so that there was a real understanding about where something ended and where something else began, but also that regulators such as the ICO could help regulators that were less far along the journey to come along and understand kind of the learnings that they have had so far. So we created the digital regulation DRC, the Digital Regulation Coordination Forum. I should write it down because it's the acronym blows my mind, to help keep that together. And then the core principles. So Stephen went through this, rattled these off really quickly. I've got them written down here. So this is about ensuring AI is used safely, ensuring that it is technically secure and functions that is designed to do what it says on the tin, that it's transparent and explainable. It considers fairness. There is a person who is responsible. There is responsibility, and there is routes to redress and contestability. None of this was done in a vacuum. This was done hand in hand with consultation with the ICO and many other regulators that helped create the AI regulation white paper, as well as many of the organizations that are sitting in this room or online. So that paper came out. And it had a lot of responses. So here is the kind of responses the government got. I should also say I then was no longer here. So I cannot speak for government post this slide. But I can now tell you a little bit about what came out in government's response to the white paper. So these are the responses that government received. Alongside these, government also had the safety summit in Bletchley Park, which also affected the kind of routes the government would be taking going forward in terms of how they might address things, what they will be looking at in terms of the augmentation of national security lists based on AI and so on, and funding towards the AI safety summit. So The main things that have come out in the government's response to the AI regulation white paper is a lot of the things that you've heard already from Stephen. So the regulators are upskilling, they're moving forward very quickly, they're coordinating and working together, they're addressing a lot of the gaps, both in knowledge, but also in kind of systemically how they're addressing the risks that are approaching. There's been a huge amount of funding that has been promised by government for both the regulators and into the AI Safety Institute itself. So we now sit in a place. Oh, there's also, I should mention, a great number of questions that government continues to have and needs help, our help to solve. And so a lot of areas where institutions of people that your institutions that you're representing here tonight can help them address. So if you haven't read it, please do read the response to the white paper. It sets out the kinds of areas where the government still has questions about how to make the next step. I should also, just as a final thing, nod to the broader ecosystem outside of the AI regulation landscape, which includes the Alan Turing Institute working alongside our standards agencies, as well as the UK government to create the AI standards hub. So this has been going on now for about a year and a half, but it is, when I was there, we did a pilot and it was a very successful pilot. It is now well up and running and it's a wonderful thing that we have as part of our arsenal. We also have the AI Assurance Roadmap that has had a number of iterations as well. So this is a whole area of work that needs to be thinking about once we get regulation right. How do we make sure it's actually doing what it says? How do we assure that things are happening? So this is a whole nother area of work. And yeah, so that's essentially, other than AI regulation, there are these two other sections that are worth remembering. Cosmina next is going to talk a little bit about Europe's approach. But I think for me, as a last word, I kind of think of AI regulation as this big monolithic thing, and we need to start somewhere. The UK has started on the application side. The EU is starting from a different side, and the US is coming in and looking at the kitchen sink. There is plenty of work to be done across this. It doesn't matter where we start. I suspect the answer will be somewhere in the middle.